Let's fucking light this candle.
What are we talking about?
Thank the light, everyone! I am doing one of three intros, and you don't know which one it is because I'm not going to record three intros today. So that's who you're dealing with today. And these are my wolf brothers!
Very tricky. Very tricky.
Hi, everybody! We're going to talk about some more book shit because Amazon won't fulfill their part of the obligation and give us some fucking TV show to talk about. Most likely because they're making the show super duper awesome. So I'll try to be nice. Speaking of other podcasts, this next chapter is going to veer very closely to time travel a little bit, especially if you guys have happened to listen to K63, which we're going to talk about on Time Pop very soon. It's a Spotify original podcast, 10 episodes, 10 short episodes. The whole thing is under 2 hours, starring Julianne Moore and Oscar Isaac. And it's a time travel story.
Oh, Poe Dameron.
Yeah, exactly. And he is...
Pull that out of my ass.
And they have, and their time travel / parallel universes kind of get a little bit entangled. So
cool. And it's just it's totally audio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only on Spotify.
I kind of have a boner for that. I love that, though. I need to check that out. I listen to podcasts all the time, and I think I would really dig that. So it's very Orwellian. George Orwell? No?
No,
Orson Welles. Orson Welles.
Wait. Orson Welles, yeah. It's very like old-time radio play.
Yeah.
Yeah, like War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds.
Yeah, and
do you guys have any Christmas movies you watch every single year? Have to watch every single year?
Fuck, Christmas Vacation.
Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Always.
Christmas Vacation.
Always. We started watching the new Vacation too sometimes on Christmas.
Oh, so good.
Because it's so good. That one is underrated as fuck. Actually, it's better than everything but Christmas Vacation. And I'd say it stands right toe-to-toe with it.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation is great.
Have you not seen it, Jeremy?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Get the fuck out of here. You've got to watch it as soon as possible. Ed Helms. First of all, Ed Helms looks like Desmond.
It does.
Thank you.
Especially in The Hangover. Especially when he wakes up in The Hangover, minus the missing
tooth. Minus the tooth.
All right. The Great Hunt.
What the fuck were we talking
Chapter
about?
Chapter 16.
Are you just going to keep going? We're not going to even like...
I told you. We're going to do one.
I got it. Let's do it.
I'm going to copy and paste that intro. And then at the end, I'm going to copy and paste that outro.
I love it. Just keep rolling, baby.
Mail this podcast right in.
In the Mirror of Darkness, starting 30 minutes into the Mirror of Darkness, we're going to get into some weird shit here.
She says you were right about this place, Rand.
Rand gave a start before he realized Loyal had ridden up beside him. Rand glanced sideways at the Ogier. What do you mean I was right?
She is a fascinating woman, isn't she? Some of the elders don't know as much as she does about history, especially the Age of Legends, and about... Oh, yes. She says you are right about the ways, Rand. The Aes Sedai, some of them, studied worlds like this, and that study was the basis of how they grew the ways. She says there are worlds where it is time rather than distance that changes. Spend a day in one of those, and you might come back to find a year has passed in the real world, or 20. Or it could be the other way round. Those worlds, this one, all the others, are reflections of the real world, she says. This one seems pale to us because it is a weak reflection, a world that had little chance of ever being. Others are almost as likely as ours. They are as solid as our world and have people. The same people, she says, Rand. Imagine it. You could go to one of them and meet yourself. The pattern has infinite variation, she says, and every variation that can be, will be.
Rand shook his head, then wished he had not, as the landscape flickered back and forth and his stomach lurched. He took a deep breath. How does she know all that? You know more about things than anybody I ever met before, Loyal. And all you knew about this world amounted to no more than a rumor.
She's Kyrianen, Rand. The Royal Library in Kyrian is one of the greatest in the world. Perhaps the greatest outside Tarvalen. The Aiel spared it deliberately, you know. When they burned Kyrian, they will not destroy a book. Did you know that they...
I don't care about Aielman, Rand said hotly. If Selene knows so much, I hope she read how to get us home from here.
Who's going to play Selene? Do we have someone to play Selene yet? Do we know?
I think so, yeah. I think they picked somebody already.
I think it might be that not. Natasha O'Keefe. Maybe not, actually.
Man, this is going to get spoilery. They have recently, I saw on What Up, his YouTube channel, there is someone who was claimed to be the body double for someone covered in blood that we saw in the, you know, the trailer.
Who's that someone?
She said who she is. She said she was Selene. She plays the body double for Selene.
Fuck yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said. So somebody is...
Karima McAdams.
There you go.
That's what I said. No, man. Is she the dark-haired, blue-eyed lady?
No.
What's her name?
Yeah, Celine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Karima McAdams. Yeah, and she's got that, like...
I could buy it for Celine. I could buy it for Celine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. And then... But she's a little severe, too, when she goes Lanfear.
Oh, I can imagine with those eyes staring at you.
Yeah, she's going to be able to pull that off just fine. By the way, I fucking hate IMDb's new interface. Fucking stop it, IMDb. Just stop it.
It was perfect. You were perfect before.
Just change. Don't change your format for change's sake. Like, people just want to be able to find information on here, not peruse your stupid, complicated... And it takes longer to load because they got more fucking animation going on. It's like, just fucking stop.
Yell at Jeff Bezos. It's his fault.
Jesus Christ.
Amazon owns them.
It probably is.
Ooh. I've been wanting to watch Alien versus Predator again, and she's the sacrificial maiden in Alien versus Predator.
Awesome.
So we'll be doing that sometime soon.
Everybody wants to play the sacrificial maiden in a movie. That's the part I've coveted my entire life.
Everybody. Oh, she
I played the sacrificial maiden in what was that 80s movie with... well, dang it. No, hold on. You're going to have to edit this so I sound really smart. Hold on.
That's going to be really tough.
I got to... Oh, hold on. I got it. I got it.
You don't pay me enough to hold make on. Yourself I got smart. It. Hold on.
ready, and... I played the sacrificial maiden in Clash of the Titans.
Oh, boom!
I've never heard of that movie.
What? No.
There's a stupid face. What?
How have you not? Come on. Harry Hamlin?
Oh.
I just want Deadpool 3 to come out like now.
You want to talk about the prettiest man alive?
Oh.
Harry Hamlin in the 1980s?
Oh.
No.
That guy.
Justin?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the Brad Pitt of the early 80s.
I didn't even listen to the movie title. What was it?
Clash of the Titans.
No, the last one. Second one. Last Person on Earth or something.
What?
I don't know. What are you talking about? I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Clearly. You ask your wife who Harry Hamlin is, and she will know.
Who's Harry Hamlin? She said some dude who's married to that big lip chick.
She's absolutely right.
We would have also accepted the dude who's married to that big lip chick. Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, that's not how Harry Hamlin's famous. Harry Hamlin's famous for being incredibly handsome.
Every time you say Harry Hamlin, I think of George Hamilton, who's very tan.
Well, and very handsome, too.
That's all I could think of.
Swear to God, same guy.
Same guy. George Hamilton would be handsome if he didn't look like a caricature of, like, a handsome person that was tanning too long.
Hashtag Harry Hamlin is Lanfear.
Hashtag what the fuck are we... Hashtag Billy Zane as Lanfear. Lisa goes, is this a Wheel of Time forward conversation? Yeah, we're fan casting this bitch.
Harry Robinson Hamlin. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about anymore.
Desmond, what was your questions about this part? If I can bring us back on the track here. And when I'm doing that, you know we're in trouble.
So
he's not wrong.
Do you guys this isn't about it at all. This is just to decide how deep down this rabbit hole I want to go.
Deep.
How likely do you guys feel that we're not even going to deal with parallel universes at all?
I would say 99 out of 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to say like 99.9%.
And you're going to crush his whole heart with that too.
Yeah, I know.
So how do you think...
Well, no. You know what? No.
When he and Celine are walking around, do you think they'll just go take the Waze instead?
Nah, man. They're going to do a Game of Thrones, like, we're gonna take off, and then we'll arrive there in, like, by the end of the episode.
I was thinking Talonriad, maybe.
Too much happens. There's way too much conversation with Celine and...
I know. I just don't know how they're going to fit the portal stones in a good way. I would love it if they did. And I hope, you know what? They're going to have to deal with parallel universes at some point, actually, because there's no way for them. Well, I want to try to say it without spoiling. So,
let me ask this then: do they ever encounter somebody from another universe coming to theirs?
No.
No.
Then why even bring it up, Mr. Jordan?
I mean, okay, think about it, Nissa. This is going to be very, like, Birgitta is a hunter of the horn. She's a hero of the horn. She's been born over and over again many, many times. She lives in between being born in Talonriad. And in that sense, she, at a certain point, she's stripped from that. Like, she gets ripped out of the world of dreams. Instead of being reborn, she gets physically ripped out of the world of dreams by someone.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of close, right?
Yeah, and so that would be something that's like, she is not supposed to be there in that time. She is either supposed to be reborn again as a baby, but she still has this like kind of like personality that lives through all of her lives. So in that sense, she lives many, many lives, and they're all parallel. And if they go to Sindal, which is the Tower of Genji as well, or they go to the doorways that you'll learn about, that is definitely a parallel universe. And so I think at some point, we're going to have to get it somewhere. I don't know how they can tell Matt's story without going to Riadan and going through the doorway and eventually going to Sindal to save a certain someone. You know, like, that's one that's like, those are parallel worlds of whatever. And there's, I don't see how they get away from it completely. I think at one point, they're going to have to, Jeremy, tell me I'm wrong.
There's that one time when Rand has the Kalendor. And before he finds out there's a flaw, and then he accidentally Cronenbergs the whole entire universe, and then he has to go find
whoa,
one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's Cronenberg? What does that mean?
It means they all turn into like goo monsters.
Oh, when he balefires like the whole fucking city and shit.
I'm totally joking.
You guys you guys sort of already answered this as no, but did Robert Jordan mostly develop this mechanism so people could transport faster, basically? Like, he's like, okay, how the fuck are we going to get these people to the other side of the map? Oh, I know. They'll go into a parallel universe where time goes slower, and then they'll be able to arrive in the town earlier than they should.
I think it was more of, he needed that. He needed something that he couldn't explain with Rand's, like, I can't make Rand do this because Rand doesn't know anything right now.
Oh.
But he needs a way to get there, and he needs a way to meet Celine.
But he meets her way before she takes him to the Portal Stone, right? Or do they not meet until...
I think they're already in that world. They wake up in that world, and that's the first time they see her.
Oh.
I believe.
In the world, and then they see her, and then she says, there's a Portal Stone right over here. We can go over there. And then they go to that Portal Stone.
She brought him there via Portal Stone, but she doesn't show herself.
Right.
Until they get there, you know?
Yeah, because Celine is not who you think she is.
Mm-mm. I think the whole Portal Stone thing, too, and other world things, they have to set up a little bit, too, even if it's just with Matt or whatever, because when the last battle comes and, you know what, the time and space and distance and shit like that really comes into play, actually, during the last battle, during the last book, it really is important, actually, because Rand is at the Boar, which is, you know, the Dark One's prison, and time is moving incredibly slow. And then, you know, Perrin is jumping all over the place, and he's going from places where, it's been a week, and then he jumps to a place where it's been like a day, because he's closer. And so that definitely comes into play a lot. And basically, you know, in the last battle, without giving too much away, it has a lot to do with alternate, I don't want to say outcomes, realities, you know, basically, because that would be the outcome if A, then B happens, you know.
Oh.
And so there's definitely a lot of like alternate timelines. And I don't know if it's so much time travel, it's just like more like multiverse style.
Right. But it becomes time travel when you come back to your original universe and it's only been a day instead of 10 days.
And you know what? In that sense, dude, Perrin actually is probably the character that is the closest to a time traveler then, because he jumps around a lot using the wolf dream once he figures out how to go in and out.
Okay.
I guess Egwene kind of too, but you know what? Egwene, once she becomes so powerful, she does stuff in the world of dreams, but she doesn't really do stuff that Perrin does is epic in the world of dreams, dude. And a lot of it is, like I said, it's close to like Nightcrawler style time, you know, moving around.
Sorry, I'm surprised that they had symbols drawn on the wiki, because they have such a hard time.
For what?
For the portal stones, like what they mean. Portal stone symbols.
Yeah, because they discuss like when in the book, I just, the part I was just at in Shadow Rising, they discuss like certain specific symbols for their world.
Yeah.
It's like a triangle and three lightning bolts or lions or something.
Yeah, there's a triangle with lightning bolts. That is the portal stone symbols that lead to Ryuudan. And then there's like, there's a lot of basic ones where there's a circle with an arrow, and the arrow inside the circle leads to another place within that world, and an arrow that points outside the circle takes you to another.
And it kind of depends on like where you put your hand on that symbol too.
Right. Or where there can be separate, several symbols on one stone.
If that's based on like texting, like acumen, I'm fucked. I swear I put my thumb on the right world. No, dude, you sent us to the fucking worst world. Shit.
One of these days, we should read out your text messages that go to our group.
there's a Patreon right there. Dear autocorrect, it's never duck. It's never duck.
It's never duck. Aren't you like artificially intelligently supposed to learn from communicating with me, you fucking asshole?
Yeah, you're artificially inseminated with the whole Bible. Or not the God damn it, what's the dictionary? Webster's dictionary. Son of a bitch. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend people. Son of a bitch. Damn it. Why do you talk so much?
Oh.
When you're an introvert and you try to still be around people. Hey, do you guys like anal? Fuck. Anyways, portal stones.
Oh, here's one of my favorite from Justin. Yeah, I'm the fucking worst. Everything spelled correctly. Very, very proud.
Whoa. You know what? Only self-depreciation is spelled correctly. Hey, you know what? Ain't much, but it's honest work.
So yeah, portal stones.
I have a feeling they're going to either combine something or change. You know, I just don't see them being able to do it. I wish they would, but, and I kind of thought, you know, we saw those stones in the few of the episodes, and I thought, oh, maybe, but then I read that they're not portal stones, they're just like a guiding, so I'm like, fuck.
Well, but we don't know that for sure. Maybe they're setting it up.
I want it so bad, dude. It would be so good.
It would be cool.
And I just, you know, I'm just gonna lower my expectations, and that way I'll be super stoked.
Because I keep thinking, well, they'll just use the ways, but the ways is so dangerous. Like, you can't relax and have a conversation in the ways. So they're going to have, if nothing else, traveling is going to come in real quick, or skimming. Maybe traveling first, just because that's going to go away. And so, like, early in the story.
God, you know what? When you say it like that, maybe they will try to bring it in. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't take that much of a mechanic. You can just write it in.
Because, yeah, they don't have to say, like, and maybe it's not like, oh, there's a million universes out there you could go to. Maybe it's like, you know what? You just go somewhere else where time moves slower, and then we'll be back. I was just imagining this show like evolving, like it kind of starts out CW and then it totally ends HBO style. Like,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There's way too much incest in the show now.
Season 7 is just nothing but tits and blood.
You know what I thought about the other day that I'm like still mad about? Like, Jeremy will probably laugh at this because you got it too. It's like, why the fuck did Tam be like, oh, your mom could drink?
I was mad at that from the beginning. I know. I'm like,
I was like, what the hell, dude? Like, I know I was mad at Tam. I'm like, why are you gonna take a shot, dude? What's going on? Like, I was just thinking about something. Like, they said something about Tam and Carrie-All Thor. And I was like, man, Tam had to like fucking throw under the bus, man. Fucking just.
Well, you got
to
put her on blast like that, man. Come on.
I know. Put her just right on blast. Front page.
Maybe they're setting up that Matt's dad and Rand's mom fucked.
Matt's mom is Rand's mom.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Matt and Rand are actually brothers. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to see new Matt so bad.
I'm so nervous about it, though.
They already have the pictures up.
Yeah,
for
but I haven't seen him speak.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Or hold a quarter staff, or make a snarky comment,
or just figure out how they're gonna write him out of the hole they've dug him in.
I know, dude. I mean, I don't know if they dug that hole
or if he did it.
Barney kind of dug the hole, man, by leaving.
Well, either way, it's, you know, they've got
a. I mean, they could have tried a little harder to like, hey, we've got some stock footage, we could elude that he's got to do something. They're just like, well, here he is in front of Tarvalin, and it's dark.
Yeah, see, that's literally why I was like, they poochied him, man. They totally poochied him.
Because, yeah, it's like something happened and they were like, can we just get one more day? Just give us one more day. And he was like, fine, I can't get a plane ticket out of this country until Saturday. So fine. And then they just...
You won't get an answer. You can go down. I've went down that rabbit hole for fucking hours. You won't find an answer, bro.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsday Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsday Ailman on Twitter. Send us questions and comments and love to thankthelight@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank the Light? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy, spirituality, time travel movies, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Time Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Put your dagger in your horn box.
Good night, you goat-kissing son of a sheep's boil.
And let me leave you with this. My favorite text from Justin on our thread. Jeremy is a prude. Power is out. I'm drunk. With a devil horns fist emoji. And then the next emoji is flipping me off. That is the best.
Hashtag Billy Zane is Asmodian.
All you say is make me like me more.
I love me some me.
You guys are beautiful. I will see you next week. Same light channel, same light time. I am not average. I am not ordinary. I am a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. I am not perfect. No, that's imaginary. But I'm a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. And all my colors and paints, all my lines and my shapes, every move that I make, I do it for me. I am not basic. It's self-explanatory. I want to talk about something, but I don't even want the ghost of it to be on this recording when I delete it.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
That's not happening. That is not what's happening. Cut that part out.